Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with us, please, to 1 Samuel, the second chapter. We've been on a series for some weeks entitled Honor to Whom Honor. And I believe we're nearing, if not at, the end of this series for now. Certainly not at the end of honoring the Lord. It should be at the beginning of coming up to a whole new place. And if you haven't been with us, let me encourage you, go online, download the previous messages. You can go back to the Word Supply and get CDs, DVDs, won't cost you anything. But immerse yourself in this. This is so important. It is, if you'll remember, if you were with us, in the beginning of the series, we talked about promotion. That this was about, among other things, promotion. And God's plan for us is very great, very good. He said, I know the thoughts I've thought about you, good thoughts. Give you an expected end, give you a successful, prosperous outcome. But in order for the Lord to promote us, we have to pass tests. It wouldn't be just and fair for Him to do great things for us that He didn't do for everybody, and yet we weren't any more obedient or believing or respectful than anybody else. That wouldn't be fair. So you got to pass tests. And in dealing with the test, His intention is that He graces you and helps you and you pass it and now you're approved. He has a right to promote you and bring you into more and greater than you have before. And can you sense in your hearts and can you just sense that we're coming to another place, that it's time to come up and our greatest days are before us, in front of us? Well, it's not just all up to God. We must heed the things that He has said to us. I know in recent times, the Lord's helped me to see, given me glimpses, that the things that He's given us, the series like this and the ones that have gone before it, they should be taken seriously. They're not just academic for us to get knowledge and to learn. He's speaking to us vital things, just what we need right now. And it's preparing us and actually enabling us to receive and to have the faith to step out and do what's coming. Someone was interviewing me a while back about the ministry and what the Lord had done for us. And I started crying in the interview just because of the goodness of God. Just remembering what He's done for you, where He brought you from and what all He's done. I mean, looking back over the whole thing like we were doing, it just moved me. I said, excuse me just a moment. And just thankful. Just so thankful. And I know when Phyllis and I made the step to go to Rhema Bible Training Center, and thank God for that school and for the Hagans and what they, their obedience to God. If they hadn't obeyed God, that wouldn't have been there. Wouldn't be there to this day. But a couple of years before we went, the Lord got word to us. He got the word of faith and the word about redemption and the word about how to live by faith and the will of God and the goodness of God to us. And we began to listen to it night and day. And we didn't know at that time, but what He was doing was getting faith into us and getting strength and grace into us that would enable us to have the faith to step out and obey what He was about to tell us to do. Come on, can you see this, friends? If we hadn't gotten the Word, our faith wouldn't have been there. it would have just seemed overwhelming to us. We wouldn't have even considered it. But see, the Lord has been doing this with those of you that this is your church and you're part of this church. He's been putting into you, putting into us for 8 years now. And every one of these series are significant. And it wasn't just academic to gain knowledge. It's putting a supply of the Spirit. It's putting faith and grace and substance into us. And it's all bringing us to where we are now and what's about to happen and what's coming. And we can already see expansion. You know, we sowed seed a couple of years back, big seed, for global expansion. And we've seen a little bit of it. Isn't it wonderful to hear about people getting saved in Morocco? Isn't it wonderful? I mean, it's just wonderful. Does it get any better than somebody that was deceived and now loving Jesus? Yeah. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Well, how many believe God could take this to a whole nother level? I mean, where there's a few getting it here and there, it could be hundreds instead of two or three. And then it could be thousands instead of hundreds. And it could be hundreds of thousands instead of thousands. Can God do this? Yes. We're not the body of Christ. We're just a part of the body. But if all of us did our part, the whole world would be reached thoroughly. So we must do our part because the time is short. And it has to do, if we're going to be used in greater ways and have greater opportunity, greater responsibility, that would be the Lord honoring us, wouldn't it? Honoring us with these greater opportunities. And that would be in response to what? According to our verse here that we've talked about so many times. We honored Him. Read it if you would. 1 Samuel, the second chapter. I believe it's the 29th verse where that the Lord, you know, He had warned Eli and his sons about their disrespect and about their mishandling of His offerings and His services and His things. They just were being very disrespectful. And they did not change it. And now judgment is coming. He said in verse 29, He said, "You have honored your sons above Me." You've honored your sons above Me. Verse 30, He said, the Lord God of Israel said, "I said indeed," talking to Eli, "that your house and the house of your father should walk before Me forever. But now," the Lord says, "be it far from Me." Now get this. He said to Eli, "You, your father's house, you, your sons, their sons after them forever, I had said you would walk before Me." That is, you would be in the ministry, in the priesthood, before Me in the service of My house. He said, "I had said that. I gave it to you, and it was supposed to go to your sons. It's supposed to go to their sons after them perpetually." He said, "But now I'm saying, no, it's not going to be that way. Because them that honor Me, I will honor." He's not going to honor those that despise Him. He's not going to leave His precious, important things in the hands of those who don't care and who treat them contemptuously. Read it out loud with me. He went on to say, "For them that honor Me, I will honor. And they that despise Me shall be lightly esteemed." Them that honor Me. Who's He going to honor? Not those who despise His things. Now, when we hear the word despise in modern usage, we think of somebody that detests something or maybe even is disgusted with something. And it includes that idea, but a whole lot more. If you read other scriptures, you can see that despising something could be as simple as ignoring it. Ignoring it. Because the word honor basically means to value. To value something. To treat it as important. To notice the rest of the phrase here. Them that honor Me, I will honor. What's the rest of the phrase say? Those that despise Me, What will happen? They shall be lightly esteemed. Now, esteem is a comparable word to honor. We use the word today, what is your estimation of this? Well, what do you mean estimation, esteem? What do you mean? What's your value of it? Is it expensive? Is it cheap? Is it worth a lot? Is it worth nothing? That's what this is talking about. When you honor something, you value it greatly. It's important to you. And who did the Lord say He was going to honor? Those who value Him greatly. Those who esteem His things. Can you grow in this?
Yes.
Can I grow in this?
Yes.
Can we see and view and speak of and treat His things as more important as what we have? Yes, we can. To despise is to cause one to be disqualified. It happened to them. The Lord gave them something very precious, but they despised it and they lost it, didn't they? Think about how this affected their descendants, their future. You know, when people despise and don't have time for the things of God and they put other things as more important, they don't realize how that's affecting their grandkids. But by the same token, when God's things are very top-notch to you and they're first place and they're priority to you, you're setting up your kids and grandkids for blessings. Because the Lord honors those that honor Him. And one way He honors you is by doing things for your kids. Did you know that? Now, a grave mistake that Eli made was putting his kids first. Did you see this? What did verse 29 say? He said, "You have honored your sons above me." It's even taught in churches that your family comes first. Did you hear me, friends? It's taught in churches. Well, my kids come first. I live for my kids. You ever heard that? Then you don't live for God. You can't. There's not two number one spots. If your kids are number one, God's not. He's number two, three, somewhere down the line, but there's not but one space at the top. And folks don't realize, if you live for your kids and your life revolves around your kids and they are first place in your thought and mind continuously, you're being a poor parent and you're hurting them tremendously.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me